I'm not going to top that, that's for sure. Can't compete with that. That's right. So, all right, well, we'll have the little people come on up. Yeah, let's read the account tonight of, I like doing Matthew, but I'm going to read it out of Luke tonight. We both have different viewpoints. And what does Christmas mean? Anybody know what Christmas means? What's the purpose of Christmas? Yeah. His birthday. His birthday, right. What else? Let's see here. We'll start in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And so, who is Jesus' mother?
Mary.
Are you guys cheating or something? You like read this already? You know all the answers here? Who is Mary's to-be husband? What was his name?
Joseph.
Is there anything you guys don't know?
Yeah.
What you're getting for Christmas. So. There we go. Well, let's read in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And we're going to read the account of the birth of Jesus. And it's pretty exciting stuff. So, verse 26 says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named
Mary.
Mary, right, man. Awesome, dude. Awesome blossom. And she was engaged to a man named
Joseph.
Why am I here? You guys know all the answers, right? A descendant of King David. Now, Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed. Now, that'd be kind of scary, wouldn't it? Like big angel show up in front of you, right? And Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her. "You have found favor with God, and you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him
Jesus."
Oh, you guys are just incredible. "He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. And he will reign over Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary answered the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." And the angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby will be born and will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And once more, your relative Elizabeth." So did you know that Mary and Elizabeth were cousins? Or they were relatives at the time, became pregnant in her old age. And then people used say that she was barren and she conceived. And so Jesus and John were cousins. And for the word of God will never fail. And Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant." Kind of like what Molly was talking about, right? She said, "Yes. May everything that you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. In verse 39, "And a few days later, Mary hurried to the hillside of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. And she entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leapt within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." Now, Elizabeth gave a great cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy." So when John was in Elizabeth's womb, he was so happy when he heard Mary's voice that he was jumped inside of Elizabeth's womb. "You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said." And in verse 46, Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lonely servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed." We still remember Mary today, don't we?
Yeah.
We still remember Mary. Isn't that great? For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me, and he shows me mercy from generation to generation, and for all who fear him. And his mighty arm has done tremendous things, and he has scattered the proud and the haughty ones. I don't like haughty people, do you? No. And he has brought down princesses from their thrones and exalted the humble. Who is humble? I think Mary is pretty humble, don't you think? And he has filled the hungry with good things, and he has sent the rich away with empty hands. And he has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful. And he has made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. And Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then went back to her own home. And then when it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. Remember what his name was?
John.
John. Man, you just got all the answers tonight, don't you? Wow. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. And when the baby was 8 days old, they had the circumcision ceremony, and they wanted to name him Zechariah after his father, but Elizabeth said, no, his name is John, just like you guys said. What they explained, and there's no one in your family that is named this. And they used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name, and he mentioned in a tablet to everyone surprised, and he wrote, his name is John. Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Awe fell on the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. And everyone heard about it, reflected on the events, and asked, what will this child turn out to be? And the hand of the Lord was surely upon him in a special way. And then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. And he has sent us his mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised. And through his holy prophets long ago, now we will be saved from our enemies and all who hate us. And he has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant. The covenant he swore into the oath to our ancestor, Abraham. And we have been rescued from our enemies so that we can serve God without fear. And in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High. And because you will prepare the way of the Lord, and you will tell his people how to find salvation and through the forgiveness of sins, and because God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us and to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death and to guide us to the path of peace. And John grew up and began to be strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he began his public ministry to Israel. I mean, remember what John used to eat?
Locusts.
And what else? And honey, right? So you like to, you know, like at McDonald's, you have that honey sauce and those, like, those sauces. He didn't like the mustard and stuff. He liked the honey mustard stuff. And he'd dip the locust in honey and eat it. So honey would eat locusts, like bugs. Yeah, not really. Probably have to floss afterwards, wouldn't you? Those legs and stuff get stuck in your teeth. So, right. Well, guess what? We're not going to have any locust pizza tonight, okay? So I just want to let you know that. At least I don't think so. So, and at the time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that the census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census that was taken when Quirinus, the governor of Syria, all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee, and he took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged and now expecting a child. And when they were there, the time had come for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him in snugly strips of cloth and laid him in a manger. How many know what a manger is? And became there was was lodged available for them. What? Yep. So they didn't have any room for him in the end, did they? His parents. So Jesus was born in a barn, right? If your mom or dad ever told you, like, yeah, I know it, stinky sheep, you're right, all kinds of stinky stuff in there. Kind of like your room and your dirty socks, right? Kind of like that, right? Have your mom and dad ever said anything like, when you leave a door open, were you born in a barn? You could say no, but Jesus was, right? So that night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them. And the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. And they were terrified. That would be kind of shocking, wouldn't it? All of a sudden, this big angel lights up the sky. And the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. And the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others and the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." Wouldn't that be cool to hear the angels singing? And when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and let's see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Now, if an angel told you to go to Bethlehem, I'd probably go to Bethlehem, wouldn't you? Right? It's kind of a big deal, you know? Oh, that would be so cool. That would be so cool. And they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was a baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened. The angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. And the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Why is Jesus so important? He rules the world. What else? Why is this baby so important? Yeah. Why is Jesus so important? He's the Son of God. What else? Saved us, right? What else? Anything else? Okay, good. So this little baby came and redeemed us. That means he saved us from sin, something that we could not pay for, right? You ever feel like that? Sometimes you go somewhere and you can't pay for it, but guess what? Maybe your parents pay for it for you. Or if not, you have to do dishes at a restaurant. That's not cool, is it? No. Right? That's why Christmas, how many like Christmas? Just me? Just me? That's right. And what's so special about Christmas? What do you like about Christmas? It is. What else? What else? What else do you receive at Christmas time? Well, like maybe Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, you get up. And then presents, right? Yeah. Guess what Jesus is? Jesus is the biggest present.
He's the best gift.
Right? He's the best gift ever. To save us and to redeem us.
To open that big present.
I know. We need the whole world to open up the Jesus present, don't we? We need that. That's awesome. All right. You guys are silly. All right. Let's give him a good hand. All right. You guys can be seated. Hold up. Let's see if you can take over here.